Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, and so many as the stars of the sky in the multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. And these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confess that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had the opportunity to have returned. But now, they deserve a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Just reading these verses, you can understand why I couldn't get any farther in our Bible study lesson this morning than these verses. I mention often that every word, every verse is pregnant of God's word. It just is, it's a gold mine. You just can't gloss over it. There's life in every word. When we look in verse number 11 again. The first thing, I did write some notes. One of these days, Danny's asked me to write a couple books, and I probably will when I get old, and I ain't old yet, you know. When I'm old, I ain't got nothing to do. I want to write a little book on Hebrews and Genesis and Revelation. Some of the studies we've been through, I've been collecting them. And so one of these days, if God allows, I want to write commentary so other people can talk about, like I do, other authors, you know. I call other commentators commentators, you know. They're just commentators, you know. And so when I write a commentary, they'll just say, oh, Brother Walt, just a commentator, you know. But anyway, my first thought was this: only God can, with verse number 11, only God can make the impossible possible. Only God can do that. According to Paul in Romans chapter number 4 and verse number 19, and let me read this to you. Romans chapter 4, verse number 19. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, speaking of Abraham, okay? And when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. So both of these individuals are up in years. We'll talk about it in just a minute. Abraham was 99 when the Lord appeared to him. Sarah was 89. The next year, she gave birth to Isaac. She was 90, and Abraham by then was 100 years of age. But yet both Abraham and Sarah considered their bodies as good as dead. We know what that means. It means there was no life in them. They couldn't give children, have children, beyond and well beyond the possibilities of even thinking about conceiving a child. Abraham was 99 years old. Sarah was 89. When the Lord had appeared to them and we see that in Genesis 17. And I have so much here, I was going to go back and look at some of these scriptures. But in Genesis chapter number 17, it's when the Lord appeared to Abram. Let me turn there. Okay. Just in verse number 1, 2, verse number 1 and 2. And when Abram was 90 and years old in 99, the Lord appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And verse number 30, and Abram fell on his face, and God talked to him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name be called Abram, but thy name shall be called Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. You know that the story here, again, I won't have time to go into it. That's when God changed Abram's name to Abraham here in Genesis 17. And we find in Genesis 18, again, the Lord appeared to Abraham. Let me turn there. I want you to see something. Back in Greg, did you show? You did. It ain't, you showed that on the screen. Go to Genesis 18. Let's read verses 9 through 15. Again, this is the promise of a son. And we're going to talk about this a little bit. But just a few years earlier, Sarah took things in her own hands. Remember? Matter and honor. Well, they appeared unto them again in verse number 9. There were some men who appeared in the Lord. And verse number 9, and they said unto him, "Where is thy wife? Where is Sarah thy wife?" And he said, "Behold, in a tent." And he said, "I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son." And Sarah heard in the tent door, which was behind him. Now, I'm not picking on women, but they do tend to be nosy. Maybe she overheard, I don't know. I don't pick on anybody. But I can just picture this, that Abraham's talking to the Lord and these two angels. There are three men, one I believe is Jesus. And I can just imagine Sarah doing this. Now, I know our women don't do this, okay? But I can just picture listening. Maybe she just have, maybe they were talking loud and Sarah just overheard her. But I kind of think, because the way women are, and we're having dinner on the ground, y'all were already cooked, right? Okay. I'm just playing, having a good time with this. Okay. Verse number 11. Now, Abraham and Sarah, remember, Abraham's name was already changed, was old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Again, referring back to Hebrews 11 and Romans 4, that they counted their body as dead. I mean, it ain't happening, okay? Verse number 12. Sarah heard this. Now, therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also?" I'm going to leave that here, but I did a study on that word pleasure. Okay. We don't have any kids in here, but you know, God made man and woman to enjoy marriage. So that pleasure means more than, I'm going to say this. Okay. It means more than the pleasure of having a child. It's that pleasure, that intimacy. Okay, which was created for a man and a wife. And that's what she's talking about, not just the pleasure of having a child, but that pleasure of being intimate once again with her husband. Interesting. "My Lord being old also. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, I with certainty hear bear a child which am old?" And then this awesome statement, I'm sure Mike, other people have preached to this message, "Is anything too hard for God?" And all God's people said, "There's nothing too hard for you. At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son." In verse number 15, then Sarah denied, saying, "I laughed not." I didn't laugh. For she was afraid. And he said, "Nay, thou didst laugh." Interesting. That's the story we're seeing here playing out in Hebrews chapter number 11. God had promised Abraham a son in Genesis 15, 1 through 5. And God made a promise, a covenant with Abraham concerning the land in Genesis 15, 18 through 21. And in Joshua 1, 4. Can I read that again? Genesis 15, this is so important. Phyllis is here this morning. She's been coming for a few months. And anyway, we were talking about Israel. And she asked this question, "Well, is Israel still God's people?" I said, "Absolutely, Israel still God's. And that land that they occupy," I hate to use that word occupy because that could be in a negative connotation, "but it belongs to Israel, every bit of it." Genesis 15, this is when God promised Abraham this land. You need to mark this. It's also in Joshua chapter 1, verse 4, where God told Joshua, he kind of illuminated it a little bit more for Joshua. But anyway, in Genesis 15, 18, "The same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, and unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river Egypt unto the great river Euphrates," and then all these tribes, the Kenites, and I'm glad they're all gone. "The Hittites and the Perizzites and the Rephaims and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Girgashites and the Jebusites and the Termites," or whoever the other ites are in there. But anyway, they're all, he said, "That land belongs to you."
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.